Our text this morning is the Old Testament lesson appointed for the commemoration of St. Philip and St. James. From Isaiah chapter 30. Therefore the Lord will wait, that he may be gracious to you. And therefore he will be exalted, that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. He will be very gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore. But your eyes shall see your teachers. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way. Walk in it." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Today we commemorate St. Philip and St. James, two of our Lord's apostles. Who were these men? What do we know about them? What were their interests, their desires? What were their strengths that particularly suited them for the office? What were their weaknesses that interfered with their ministry? Holy Scripture has very little to say about this. According to one biographer, James, the son of Alphaeus, appears on lists of the 12 apostles, but is never mentioned otherwise. He is called James the Less, or James Minor, or James the Younger. Thus, of James the Less, the son of Alphaeus, whom we commemorate today, we know very little from the New Testament, except that his name appears on lists of the 12. And from the same biographer, the apostle appears in the Synoptic Gospels and in Acts only as a name on the list of the 12. But he appears in several incidents in the Gospel according to St. John. At the Last Supper he said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and we shall be satisfied." And this we heard in our reading this morning. But this and a few other minor incidents are all we hear of Philip and James in the New Testament. We have no other reports, no psychological inventories, no interviews, and perhaps that's as it should be. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for his sake. Likely, if we knew much about these men, we would wonder what the Lord was thinking in choosing them. Just as we have to ask sometimes what he was thinking in choosing any of us. Indeed, each of us must confess with Dr. Luther, "You see how unfit I am to undertake this great and difficult office. And were it not for your help, I would long since have ruined it all. Therefore I cry unto you." Indeed, we will all have many opportunities to reflect on how profoundly unfit we are for this office. Even aside from this, however, all of us, office or no, are sinners. All of us find ourselves weak in the face of the trials and hardships that come to us. And they will come. Many of them have already come to us, and more will follow. Our text tells us that the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction. This is uncomfortable for us. We chafe at that thought. We may try to work our way out of it by giving it different names. This isn't a hardship, we tell ourselves. This is an opportunity for growth. But no matter what spins we put on them, no matter how good we think our powers of positive thinking are, trials and hardship will come. The Lord has promised this, but he has made greater promises. He has promised to hear us when we cry to him. And he has promised that when he hears our cry, he will be gracious. He also promises that he will send teachers to us to teach us the way. He will not leave us or forsake us, but longs to be gracious to us. On our own, we wander lost and confused. We fall into danger, and we think we're on the right path. But he won't leave us there. He sends teachers to tell us the way. St. Philip and St. James were answers to that promise. And through various men, he has answered that promise for every one of us. For we have all had teachers who have shown us the way. Now for those of us who he has called or will yet call into his office, he makes of us answers to that promise for others. As we have been shown the way, we will show others the way. As those who sought Jesus were led to him by Philip, we too will lead others to Jesus. This isn't up to us. This isn't we might be able to. This is his promise. We may feel inadequate to the task, and well, we should, but we don't have to fear. It is his promise, and he is faithful. And just as surely as he will not abandon the lost, he will not abandon his teachers. He longs to be gracious to us, to hear our cry, and to be gracious to us, and to us no less than others. Blessed are all those who wait for him. In the name of Jesus, amen.